Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, April the 14th, 2023, 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour in about 5 seconds. We are off and running on this Getaway Friday, and we're going to have a lot of fun today, and boy, is it beautiful outside. As many of you know, on Friday, I do come over to the studio because it's our long day on the air. I'm on the air from 8 to 9, and then Pastor Whitaker is on from 9 to 10 with me, and then I come back on at 10:15, and am on through 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we just have a lot of fun on Friday. It's a long day, and we can stay on together, and it's great, and Friday is usually our big giveaway day, and today is going to be no different. We've got a lot of giveaways today. I think we might be giving away a Neighbor's Pizza, which I don't think we've done in quite a while. We might be giving away another Del Taco $10 gift card, which are very popular. We also have a Del Taco beanie, which are very popular. And even though the weather is nice, those beanies are very light and good for any type of weather. So we're going to have a lot of fun here this morning. Now, I do want to give you a heads up on the trivia that we're going to do this morning. Now, one of the most popular things that we have done on this show is Marion history. And when we have been doing Family Feud and things to do with Marion history, a lot of times I've tried to do that, do the Family Feud questions with Marion answers, which I have to create on my own, because, of course, there are no Family Feud questions and answers with Marion answers online. So, or in books or places like that. So this morning I did that, and we've got a very interesting category. Because a few weeks ago we went through everything. We did gas stations, drug stores, mayors, personalities in Marion, things over on Main Street, North Main Street. We did downtown. We did the Fair Park area. We did the mall. We did grocery stores. We did a lot of things. Well, we had one category that really I thought about doing, but there were so many answers, I thought, can we really do that category? Well, we're going to attempt to do it this morning. I think it'll go fine. It's just there are so many answers, it might take us a while to get through it, but it is Marion history, and I know everybody will enjoy that. So we'll get to that momentarily. And as I said, we will be giving away a Neighbor's Pizza, a $10 gift card to Del Taco, a Del Taco beanie, and who knows who else. We also have these C's lollipops here at the studio, which have been very, very, very popular. The C's company, S-E-E-S, in Carson City, California. So we have got we've got those to give away as well. A few things I want to mention here on this Getaway Friday to kick off the morning. This morning I went to McDonald's, and again, it was a very pleasant experience. I got through the line very fast, and I got my diet soda. But I got to the second window, and all I ordered this morning was a large diet soda. And when I got to the second window, first the lady handed me a drink, and then she handed me another drink, and then she was trying to hand me a bag of something. I don't know what was in the bag. Well, by the time she's handing me the bag, I said, no, I just have the diet soda. So she takes the bag back in, and then she takes the other drink back, and she said, oh, one of those is a Dr. Pepper. Okay. So she takes the Dr. Pepper back in, and then she tries to hand me the bag again. And I said, no, I just have the drink. So I stayed there for a second because I thought, this is a surefire recipe that they have screwed up my drink. You know, it's not going to be a diet. It's going to be a Dr. Pepper. It's going to be a regular. And I don't want that on Friday. So I'm going to sit here in the line, and I'm going to stick the straw in the cup, and I'm going to taste it to make sure it's diet before I pull off. So as I'm unwrapping the straw to put it in the drink to make sure it is diet, the lady in the window tried to hand me this bag again for, I think, the third time. And I said, no, I only have the diet soda. So, as much as McDonald's was trying to give me free food this morning, I don't know what was in that bag, and a free drink at one point. I did not take it, a free Dr. Pepper. So I think that's very nice of me on a Friday morning. But it's beautiful out, so it's easy to do. Okay, do want to remind everybody, we'll be on the air tonight, the Friday Night Show, Friday Night Live, 8:15 until 10 o'clock tonight. It's our third week back, and I think tonight will be very popular. It's going to be nice weather. The first week we came back, we really did not announce it, so that was kind of difficult to get an audience going. And last week was Good Friday, and I know a lot of people went to church services and did other things, so that was kind of hard to get an audience going, even though we did have a pretty good one last week. But tonight, you know, no church services, no holidays. Our third week back, I think we should have a good audience. I hope you call in and participate, because really, that's what the Friday Night Show is all about. We try not to do any current events on Friday. We just try to have a conversation and just kind of talk about things in the world, things in Ohio, personality traits, things like that. We really don't want to do, you know, the news stuff, because we do that every day, all day long on this station. So Friday night, we try to be a little more informal. So I hope you tune in tonight, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. And we usually get a lot of phone calls, or did in the past. And hope as time goes on, rebuilding that show. Because that show had been off the air really since last September. I don't think we'd done a new show since last September. So it's been a while. It's been well over 6 months since we've done that show. So back for only 3 weeks doing fine, and hopefully the calls will build up, and hopefully everybody listening to my voice right now, take out a little index card. Now, a matter of fact, this is what you need to do. Take out a little index card or take out a little piece of paper and write tonight, 8:15 until 10 o'clock, turn on WGH. Because you're not going to want to miss it tonight. It's going to be highly entertaining. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of laughs. We might give away stuff. So everybody get their paper out. Everybody get their index cards. Set a reminder on your telephone. 8:15 until 10 o'clock tonight here on the station. And you know, I know that can be trouble. Because you get doing things on Friday and you forget. Because now we have daylight until 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and you forget that there's a show on. So write it down, that way you won't forget, and you won't miss out on the very big entertainment tonight, 8:15 till 10 o'clock on this station. You know, that show, and it's nothing bad about it, but we have went through more co-hosts on that show than I think any other show on this station in the short period of time it's been on. I think that show first went on the air in January of 2020? Might have been during the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken. It started right before the pandemic, I think. So, you know, we had one host in the beginning who, how should I put this, was an interesting person. We heard from them a few weeks ago. Then we had a period where I did it by myself, pretty much, and we would have guests on, but I really didn't like that because I did not want to do current events on Friday night. Then we had another host who was here for about, I guess maybe close to 2 years doing the show, or a year. About 2 years, the fall of 2020 till the fall of 2022. And then that person kind of went by the wayside. So now we're on to new hosts. Sean Kraft, I think, will be here tonight, I believe. And who knows what else. But I don't know. Maybe that show is a co-host killer for whatever reason. But I'm still here. Now, this brings me to another point. Now, I did a post on social media yesterday. Now, I know everybody does not have social media, does not have Facebook, so I kind of want to go through this. The other day, we had Jim Blessing on from President Harding's grandson, basically. We had Jim Blessing on, and he was talking about the Trump situation. And Jim is a very animated guy, and he was giving his opinions and having a good time. So, in any event, we're doing all this, and, you know, that was just the weirdest noise that came up, but whatever. In any event, we're having Jim Blessing on. He's giving his opinions. He's really going at it on Friday. Or earlier this week. See, now I'm all kerfluffled. Earlier this week. And I just interviewed him, and we got done with the interview, and I thought he was animated and great, so that was fine by me. And at the end of the interview, we had a caller call in who said, I don't know how you don't lose your temper or get insert your own opinion in an interview like that, where it's very opinionated. So, that went on. Then, yesterday, I ran into a guy at the grocery store whose son was in broadcasting. Now, his son, he was a very good broadcaster, but he got some kind of rare vocal cord illness where he could not be on the air anymore, could not speak very well on the air. So, he got this rare vocal cord illness. And come to find out, after talking to this guy, he ended up going to Chicago, becoming a program director at a radio station, and now is back in Ohio, and he's down in Columbus, and he's the program director for one of the most popular morning shows in Ohio. And I thought, what a great story that is, to never give up. This man got this vocal cord illness. He could no longer speak on the air. So he became a producer to stay in the business. And he even went to Chicago to do it. Ended up back in Ohio, and now he's the producer of one of the most popular shows in Columbus. Or Ohio, really. So, that's a story of never give up. And then, yesterday, this is why I'm telling you this story, I saw a movie. Well, I didn't see the whole movie, but I saw this clip. And it's the greatest clip in the world as far as I'm concerned. Now, I'm not going to tell you who this clip is about. It was a movie based on a true story. And if I tell you who the people are in the movie, you're going to know who they are, and maybe it won't mean as much. But here's essentially the point of this quote I'm about to give you. What happened was there was a young journalist who really he was not famous. He was just kind of working in the business, not making much money. Matter of fact, I think he said he was eating ramen noodles three meals a day, just not making a lot of money. Then you had this ultra-famous journalist, big-time name, making millions of dollars, been in the business for a long time. Well, throughout the part of the movie that I saw, the younger journalist, he's working with the older journalist amongst a group of people, but he always kind of referred to the older journalist in a negative term, you know, like the old man, he's not going to be around forever, kind of referred to him like that. So there's a point in this movie where they're sitting next to each other, just the two of them. And the young guy goes to the older famous journalist. He says, hey, I never asked you, why'd you get into journalism? And the older journalist says, curiosity. And the younger journalist goes, that's it? Curiosity? And the older journalist goes, that's everything. And I think that is one of the great movie quotes. You know, one time we did a trivia section here on great movie quotes. I think that is a great movie quote. Now, maybe it's because I'm in journalism. But I think that's one of the best movie quotes that I have ever heard. Think about that. You know, why are you... Now, this is the older famous journalist. Why are you in journalism? Curiosity. That's it? That's everything. Now, why am I blithering on about this story this morning? Well, to me, that kind of answers the question of why I don't get bent out of shape when people come on and say whatever they do and I don't give my opinion. Because I'm more curious to know what the guest is saying than what I'm saying. I know what I think, and I know what I believe, but I want to know what they believe. I'm curious to know, and I'm curious to know why they believe it. So that's why I never lose my cool or give my opinion, because to me, it's irrelevant in an interview. For other people, that's different, and that's fine by them. You got to work the way you want to work, but that's my go-to. Now, there's a quick postscript to that story. In that scene that I just gave you, you know, the younger journalist said, "Hey, I never got to ask you, why'd you go into journalism?" The older journalist says, "Curiosity." The younger journalist says, "That's it." The older journalist says, "That's everything." So then there's a pause. And now you got to remember, this younger journalist had been calling the older journalist the old man, "You're not going to be around forever." You know, not very kind to this older journalist. Famous journalist. A name you would know. So the older journalist then says, "Why'd you go into journalism?" And the younger journalist says, "Because of you." Think about that. Think about that. He had been knocking him through the entire movie, or at least the part that I saw, and that's what got him in journalism was, and I about said the name, you would know the name if I said the name, but what a great, just, and this is like 30 seconds in the movie. It's fantastic. All right, what else do we have here this morning, now that I've dilly-dallied through that part of the morning? Oh, we got our compliment of the day today. We've got our compliment of the day, and for some reason, I keep knocking the microphone away from me. We have got our compliment of the day, and today is a banner day for the compliment of the day. Now, here's how this all started. I don't want to go too deep into this because I think I'm mentioning it every day, but I wanted to give some happiness, light, and joy every morning to somebody, hopefully the listening audience. And the way I figured I would do this is I would pick one person and see how long I could go giving them a compliment every day. I didn't just want to give out generic compliments, because that's easy to do. You can go online and find 1,000 generic things to say about people. But if you pick one person and you come up with a different compliment every day, I think that's harder to do. But also nice, because maybe word will get back to that person that you're doing it, and maybe they'll feel better about themselves. So, the person I picked was Abby, and I did that because a lot of people think that we argue all the time. So I wanted to say nice things about her. Now, I've said about 5 or 6 nice things about her now, and I don't have that list here in the studio. So everybody at home who has been keeping your log, or your journal for that matter, of nice things I've said about Abby, you'll have to tell me what they are, because I don't have them in front of me here this morning. But I do have today's compliment. I don't have to think about it at all. And this is one of the beautiful things in the world. And it kind of comes back to social media. Because when I logged on to the computer this morning, I saw a post that was just too priceless. And I said, this is the compliment of the day. So everybody at home right now, whatever you're doing, stop doing it. Get ready. Get close to your listening device, because we are just about to give the compliment of the day here on this Getaway Friday. Okay, the compliment of the day is that Abby used to be able to turn her neck to the side without injuring it. That's the compliment of the day. Now, let me say that again so you can write this down in your journal. Friday, April the 14th, Abby used to be able to turn her neck to the side without injuring it. Now, I'm not talking about some kind of sports injury. I'm not talking about, you know, you turned your head and you hit it on something. No, no. just turn your head and you injure your neck. That's it. And the compliment is, she used to be able to turn her head from side to side without injuring her neck. Now, not so much. But the compliment is, at one point in her life, she could do that. So that's the compliment of the day. I think that might be the best compliment of the day that we have had so far. Now, why did I bring up social media in this? Because she posted that online this morning, that she can't turn her head from side to side anymore because of her age. So, that's the Friday compliment of the day. All right, does anybody have anything to say about anything I've said here this morning? 740-383-9944. Hey, we're in the studio today. 740-383-9944. What do you make of today's compliment of the day? She used to be able to turn her neck without injuring it. That's high praise, if you ask me. Do you have anything to say about that journalism quote? I love that quote. I love that quote. And that it's in a movie, I just think that's terrific. Got anything to say about the Friday night show? Anything to say about McDonald's this morning, where they were absolutely determined to give me food, even though I did not order food? Or do you have a little story or factoid of your own that you would like to share this morning? You know, I went on for about 22 minutes there. Just having a little chat this morning with you, my friends out there in the listening audience, on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say? If you do, give it to me now. Or if you don't, I guess forever hold your peace at this moment. Okay. Well, I was saying earlier that I wanted to do some fun Family Feud games today, but I wanted to put the Marion feel back into it. And we are going to give away prizes, so for every correct answer, I will enter you into the drawing to win a prize. We got the Neighbor's Pizzas, we've got the Del Taco stuff, gift cards, we've got the See's Candy, we may even have a few other things down there in the prize box, I'll have to take a look. But now here's why I held off on this category for so long, because there are so many answers. The category is businesses that are on the east side of town. Now, this is our biggest, busiest side of town, bar none. And there, over the years, have been so many businesses there. There are so many businesses there right now. The list would be endless. So basically, this, let me see how many I have on my list here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I probably have 40 businesses on this list, which is really just scratching the surface. So we're going to go through these here. I guess you just have to pick one of the 40 that I put on the list. And really, I did this all this morning. I did it kind of stream of consciousness. I just sat down and I tried to think of businesses from the past. I tried to think of current businesses that are out there and came up with 40 of them. So who is going to guess the 40 businesses on the east side of town that I have picked on my list? Go ahead, caller.
If I sing the jingle, can I list a couple of them?
The jingle for a couple of them or the jingle for one?
Well, if I sing a jingle for one, like one of my favorite stores on the east side, then if it's right, can I sing another one? Because I love to just belt them out.
Well, that's what
you really should do. You should ask people just to sing the jingle.
Well, as long as I get the full jingle, go right ahead.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what? I did not put that on the list.
Well, that's one of my favorite stores, so...
Well, like I said,
I would say it's one of the best stores in Marion. Menards is such a variety store.
Well, like I say, it's very hard because there are so many stores out there right now, and there have been so many stores there in the past. 40 is just scratching the surface.
you know, Barry Manilow wrote a lot of jingles, and I like the old McDonald's jingle, not that stupid, I'm loving it, so, you know, you deserve a break today, so get up and get away to McDonald's, but that's probably not there, that's just too obvious.
No, McDonald's is on the list. I figure you can't leave McDonald's off the list. They've had two locations out there and are probably one of the busiest businesses on that street.
Yeah, I don't know Del Taco. I'm not sure Del Taco has a song.
Well, if you don't got the jingle, I can't take the guess.
Okay, well, I'm not loving this survey, but I thought I would give two answers.
Well, you got one right. What's wrong with that?
Oh, McDonald's is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess that'll be enough for today. I'm not gonna hog the contest, but I think everybody should call in and sing the jingle if there is, and if they do, they get another guest.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye bye. You know, I'm not sure all these businesses have jingles, to be honest with you. Some of these are privately owned businesses. Some of them are chains. Some of them are franchises. Some of them are no longer there. Like I say, past and present. Now, it has to be on the east side of town. But it can encompass any kind of business. Any kind at all. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Wells was on the east side way back.
It was. I did not put Wells on the list, but a good guess.
What about Kings?
What's that?
Kings.
No Kings on the list.
Woolworths.
Well, you know, Adam has started a bad trend here. No Woolworths on the list.
Oh, my goodness, Scott. All of those places were there.
I know. There are so many.
Big Bear.
There you go. Big Bear. That is one that did make the list. Absolutely.
Okay,
thank you. All right. When you call in, let's try to keep it to one guess per call, because there are a lot of businesses out there, and eventually you'll probably run into one that's on my list, but let's try to keep it to one guess per call. But you can always call back in with another guess. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so we've got McDonald's and Big Bear so far. McDonald's and Big Bear. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. That's the category today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town, which again, probably the busiest side of town here in Marion, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you know, I'm going to say Sambo's.
Of course. What morning would be complete with talking about Marion without bringing Sambo's up? I did not put... You'll be shocked to know I did not put Sambo's on the list.
What if I sang their jingle?
Well, okay, go ahead, sing their jingle. They had one heck of a jingle in their day.
Yeah. Don't raise a stink. We're not who you think. Come in for eggs and bacon, and you'll be having a day that's full of making. Something like that.
Hey, not bad. Not bad for a Friday morning.
All right.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. No Sambo's on the list, but for whatever reason, anytime we talk about the east side of town, or restaurants, or anything of that nature, Sambo's does come up. All right, businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Now, these are just the 40 that I picked, so that's kind of how we have to do this. Go ahead, caller.
The smartest board?
Let me see here if I put the... You know, I have to go back and look at the 40 that I wrote down. Yes, I did put the smorgasbord on the list. Thank you. Yes, smorgasbord is on the list here this morning. So of the 40, we've got McDonald's, smorgasbord, and one other one here. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody already contributed a Big Bear hug, so let's go Krogering.
Let's see if I... You know, I did put Kroger on the list. Yep, Kroger on the list.
Okie dokie. They would do the south side also, but they're also on the east side.
They are.
All right.
Kroger on the list this morning. So we've got Kroger, McDonald's, Big Bear, and Smorgasbord so far. 47 minutes past the hour, businesses on the east side of town, past and present. Now, the business could still be there, or it could have been there in the past. Cover all your bases. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Now, we've got Kroger, we've got McDonald's, we've got Big Bear, and we've got Smorgasbord so far. Of the 40 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
The Isley Shop.
Isley, no Isley Shop on the list. I left off the old Isley Shop, and you know, isn't that interesting, because I have put the Isley Shop on just about every list that we have ever had, but no Isley Shop today on the list. Go ahead, caller.
One of my least favorite businesses, but what I think is important to some people, Planet Fitness.
No Planet Fitness on the list.
Okay, seal it.
No Planet Fitness on the list here today. No Isleys, no Planet Fitness on the list. All right. So far, Kroger, McDonald's, Big Bear, and Smorgasbord. Four answers of the 40 on the list today. Now, these are businesses that are or were on the east side of town. 740-383-9944.
Go ahead, caller. G.D. Ritzy.
No G.D. Ritzy on the list. No G.D. Ritzy on the list here today. And again, as I said, this is one of the reasons I held off doing this. There are so many businesses on the east side of town. It's kind of difficult. Go ahead, caller.
Meyer.
Meyer. Yes, Meyer is absolutely on the list. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Meyer absolutely makes the list today here at WGH Talk. So we've got Meijer, Kroger, McDonald's, Big Bear, Smorgasbord. Businesses on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
Fashion Bug.
You know what I did put? That was one of the last ones I put on the list. Fashion Bug. Fashion Bug on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. And remember, we're going to be giving away Neighbor's Pizza, Del Taco $10 gift cards, beanies. Go ahead, caller.
That BW,
yeah.
People call it.
BW3, no BW3s on the list. No BW3s on the list here today. No Buffalo Wild Wings, how about that? Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
I've not heard Ralphie's. How about that one?
No Ralphie's on the list.
Okay, bye-bye.
No Ralphie's on the list here today. Again, a lot of things are going to be left off just because you can only do what you can do. Go ahead, caller.
If you want to have a nice day, go with AAA. You will never stay at the same place with AAA.
Hey, good jingle. Not on the list, but I love the jingle. Hey, we got a AAA jingle in there this morning. Not bad at all. Don't you love the musical acts we can get on this program in the morning? East side of town businesses. Now remember, we're going to be doing this all morning, right up through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Go ahead, caller.
Walmart.
Walmart, absolutely on the list. Got it. Walmart was absolutely on the list. One of the biggest businesses, probably the busiest business on that side of town, I would say. I don't know if it's the biggest business in the history of the east side of town, but you never know. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Now, remember, they still don't have to be there. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
I have yet to hear Perkins. That should be there.
Oh, let me see if I did put Perkins. Yes, Perkins is on the list.
Finally.
Yes. Perkins. Yes, Perkins did make the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 52 minutes past the hour. So far, Ted and Trish in the competition here this morning. And as I say, as the morning progresses up through 1 o'clock today, We are going to have Neighbor's Pizza giveaway, one large, one topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. Del Taco, $10 gift certificate with a Del Taco beanie. So all kinds of good stuff to give away. And still many, many businesses on the list today. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
Applebee's.
No Applebee's on the list. I did not put Applebee's on the list today. Applebee's did not make the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hong Kong Buffet.
No Hong Kong Buffet on the list. No Hong Kong Buffet on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Steve Dakota.
No Steve Dakota. No Steve Dakota Grill on the list here today. A lot of good guesses, but none of those were in the correct category here this morning. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are at the studio today. Important to remember. Go ahead, caller.
Office Max.
No Office Max. No Office Max on the list here today. And I just tossed my pencil on the floor for whatever reason. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Fifth Third Bank. Nobody's put a bank in yet.
No Fifth Third Bank on the list. No Fifth Third Bank on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. Good old Marion. Go ahead, caller.
When the sun's rising, go stop at Verizon. You may find a purchase in there that'll be surprising.
No Verizon, but extra points for the song. No Verizon on the list here this morning. Boy, you gotta love those jingles. Adam started the jingle thing, and now he's kind of tapered off in the jingle department. All right. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. Prizes to be given away today. Del Taco $10 gift card, Del Taco beanie, Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one topping pizza. Go ahead, caller.
Blue Fusion.
No Blue Fusion on the list. No Blue Fusion on the list here today. How about that? They do not make the list either. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
Plaza Bowling Lanes.
You know, I do think I have that one on the list. Let me take a look here and see if I can find it. You know, that's half the problem, finding if I did write it on the list here. Yes, Plaza Bowling was on the list. Plaza Bowling Lanes did make our list here this morning. So now we've got Meijer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, and Plaza Bowling Lanes. Remember, it's businesses past and present. Go ahead, caller.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a Goodwill thrift store on the east side.
There is, but not on our list today.
What?
No Goodwill on the list here today. The Goodwill thrift store does not make the list. 56 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. It is a big list of 40, maybe even 40 plus. Meijer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, and Plaza Bowling we have so far. Go ahead, caller.
Red Lobster.
You know, I believe I did put Red Lobster on the list. Let me check. Yep, Red Lobster is on the list.
Thank you.
Red Lobster made the list. Absolutely Red Lobster on the list here this morning. You know, I recently went there for my birthday and had some of the greatest fish I had in a long time. Great, great fish and chips there at Red Lobster. All right. Another answer. Go ahead, caller.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, a good guess. No Dunkin' on the list. No Dunkin' Donuts on the list here today. Now that's a sad one. I should have put that on there because we did a remote from there at one point. And they've had two different locations, both on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
Olympic Pool.
Olympic Pool. No Olympic Pool, but a good guess. No Olympic Pool, but a good guess. You know, business is past and present, and like I say, I've got about 40 on the list here today. Keep on trying. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one more that I missed, Ponderosa.
Ponderosa. Let me see if I do have that on the
list. Predecessor Ryan Steakhouse.
I'm going to take one answer at a time now.
Call it Ponderions.
Yes, Ponderosa is on the list.
In honor of me and Patrick Meridiak, of course, because we used to love to go there.
I bet those were good times.
Oh, they sure were, and tasty, and calorie counting times.
All right. Thank you very much. Ponderosa absolutely was on the list here this morning. Now, remember, up through 1 o'clock, and we're going to be giving away free stuff, so don't tune out here. Even though we've got a break coming up here, do not tune out for love nor money. Go ahead, caller.
Little Caesar.
Little Caesar. I think I did put Little Caesar on the list here today. I just got to find it on the list of these 40 businesses. Where did I put this thing?
You're going to have to start getting somebody to advertise it.
I got too many businesses on my list here. You know what? I'm going to say yes because I believe it was on the list at one point. But yeah, we'll go with Little Caesars.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Little Caesars, I'm going to have to say is on the list. Somewhere here on the list. All right. Well, we've only got about a minute left here. Don't forget, Over the Back Fence with myself and Pastor Whitaker here in about 15 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
LK Royal Buffet or LK Hotel?
LK, absolutely. Number one, actually, the first business I wrote down this morning. Who is this?
Carrie Hutchman. Hi, Scott.
Carrie, so glad you're out there with us. Hey, how are things in the flower business today?
Things are fantastic. Very busy for prom.
Hey, perfect. Well, hey, stay with us, Carrie. We want you to be a winner this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Oh, our good friend. I have not heard from Carrie in I don't know how long. Very, very nice lady. Have had so much fun with her over the years. We'll talk about that sometime. Go ahead, caller.
White Castle.
White Castle, yes, absolutely on the list. If I can find Little Caesars, I'll be in really good shape. Is this John?
Yes.
Hey, thanks, John.
Bye.
All right, John in now. Man alive, we're just rolling right through it here this morning. But we do have to break. Now, remember, Pastor Steve and I are going to be over the back fence here live in about 15 minutes, and then I'll be back doing more of this trivia at 10:15 through 1 o'clock today, and we've got Neighbor's Pizza and Del Taco gift cards to give away. And everybody who's in so far, Trish, Ted, Carol, John, Carolyn, and Carrie, you all stay in, so the drawings are going to come up after 10 o'clock this morning. We'll take one more call. Go ahead, caller.
If you don't like the lobster, try Long John Silver's.
You've got it. Long John Silver's. Thank you. And we're going to break.
You brought it back to New York, didn't you?
I need a mop.
There you go.
Sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't. And I got that trip to New York interviewing a Paris designer. And they said, well, you know, you can't work this anywhere up here. You have to go down to the basement where there is DC current.